SB Nation Radio here on 106.7 The Fan. Be sure to give us a follow on Twitter at SB Nation Radio and like us on Facebook as well. Scott Jackson, Mike Prada from SB Nation DC. Of course, Mike, the editor, and also Bullets Forever. Check it out. Right now, we're going to talk some college basketball. And somehow Maryland in the news. This late in the season, they've been out of it. It's not even recruiting news. But somehow Maryland got drug into this whole thing, if you will, earlier this week when NC State made it higher because an old friend, Debbie Yao, did some really strange things at a press conference.
She did. She did. That was very. It was very entertaining, and from as an observer, because it's funny. I always love when like things that are very clearly like deep resentments that you've held in for like so you try so hard. It's like, oh, I gotta hold this in. And you've had this with friends before, I'm sure. The people you or people you know that you don't like, but you always associate yourself with, and like it's like, oh, I have to hold in my how much I don't like this person. Then it just comes out at the worst possible time.
Yeah, and it
you know
did.
What? That's exactly what happened here.
Yeah, she had the worst possible time. It's supposed to be the day that NC State's like, we got our guy, so to speak. Even if you didn't get your guy, that's always the message
absolutely.
When you announce a coach. You don't say, hey, he was our fourth choice, but you know what? We're happy in the end because, you know, he's a good fourth choice, but, you know, he's certainly not Rick Barnes. He's not Coach Sean Miller.
We're talking about Mark Godfrey.
We're talking about Mark Godfrey.
Formerly of Alabama, by the way.
Former of Alabama, who's been doing TV on ESPN. He does a good job, actually, I thought, on TV. And, he got Alabama the tournament, 5 of 10 years, which NC State would take right now with the way their basketball program's going. But Debbie Yao just blurts out of nowhere in this press conference that, you know, this was challenging because Gary Williams was trying to sabotage the hiring search. Everybody knows that.
Ugh. I couldn't believe she said that at that time.
Yes.
You know, the other thing that's funny to me is that the question wasn't even directed to her. It was one of the two questions that was directed to Mark, and I thought Mark was handling it pretty well, saying, you know, I'm happy to work with her, you know. And for some reason, Debbie felt the need to butt in like that. It's just...
Yes.
You know, I feel for her in a certain way because, you know, I think we were talking about this off air. You know, there's no way I think that Debbie can win a PR battle with Gary Williams. There's
no, because here's a Hall of, you know, guy who should be in the Hall of Fame someday. He's already won a national championship.
Saved his alma mater. You know, there's no way that Debbie can win this public battle, even if she goes to the Greg Doyles of the world.
Yep.
There's no way. There's none. Even if Greg Doyle actually writes that rumored piece that he's supposed to write about how Gary actually did sabotage the search, which I haven't seen, by the way.
No.
There's no way she's going to win, so it almost doesn't even matter. And I think, you know, it's fun. I was surprised. I mean, you live down there, so I was surprised by how many NC State people kind of, not rush her defense, but kind of liked that she was taking on Gary.
Yeah, I think they did like that. But look, they're just looking for a hero here. And their last athletic director they hated, Lee Fowler. So, look, they could have brought in Satan, and people would have liked him better than Lee Fowler. Okay, I mean that's kind of where it was for Lee Fowler. I'm not exaggerating, but he is was so disliked and hated that they like Debbie. And look, they look at Maryland's program, and they can't separate the two from her and them. But again, that you know Gary was not her hire, obviously, and certainly is very successful despite the two having problems over the years there. And it's interesting that she just threw it out there the way she did and says, I didn't have problems with other coaches. I have a reputation of not getting along with Gary Williams, who tried to sabotage the search.
And then
she would not give examples of how he tried to sabotage the search. He pointed out, I didn't call anybody. I didn't go out there looking for people. Now, I do believe there was probably some people that had trepidation with this job because of that relationship at Maryland. Yeah, I think
absolutely.
There probably are people that said, you know what, if she's going to mess with Gary Williams, what's she going to do with me?
Yeah, and I also think that there were some of these people that were rumored, and I don't know this because I haven't talked to anyone, but this my theory is that if I'm Shaka Smart and I'm thinking about this job, one thing I'm definitely going to do before I take it is call Gary Williams and say,
absolutely.
Hey, you know,
you
I'm thinking about taking a job with Debbie. Can you give me your honest opinion of her, you know, just, you know, from working with her? And I'm sure Gary was honest and said, you know, it was a tough relationship for me.
Yeah, exactly.
In a way, I guess that's sabotaging it, but he's not actively going out there. He's taking calls.
I can't believe, first of all, here's a guy who's got a reputation of, in the offseason, you know, recharging the batteries too much, you know, for the fan base's liking, right?
Right.
That he's going to sit there. In his time off now, the season's ended, decompress a little bit with the recruiting. He's going to get on the phone and go, who got a call? Who's on their list? I'm going to give him the internet. Rick Barnes. I'm calling Rick Barnes. Oh, I got to call Sean Miller next. Come on.
No,
I mean, really?
There's no way.
I'm sorry. I don't buy it.
But I do believe that he affected the opinions of some of these guys that turned the job down. You know, not directly, but, you know.
Well, there's that possibility. And here's the other thing. NC State effectively hurt the reputation of this job by doing what they've done over the years. First of all, they weren't satisfied with Herb Sendek, who got them in the tournament every year.
Right.
granted, he did not have a good record against North Carolina Duke. He was terrible against him. I get that.
But he's a good coach.
Yeah, but he was a good coach and has continued to do well and move on in his career in an upward trek. Now, that's part of it as well, and I think that is the bigger thing here. And, oh, yeah, now that the Carolina Duke thing has gotten even larger, if it's possible, than it ever has been as far as a rivalry. And, oh, yeah, they went back-to-back championships just two seasons ago after both didn't make it this year. But both have a lot of talent coming in. So it's a tough neighborhood. That does come into play. There's no question about it. And there's the fact that you have a fan base that really expects you to compete with them year in and year out. And that's the thing that freaks some people out a little bit, too. There's always that feeling that it's still 1983 when it's obviously not 1983.
Right.
And they can't get past that.
I think it's interesting because, all these stories of what happened with Gary and Debbie, I would think that there was a lot worse than what people kind of are reported. And
sure.
I think Greg Doyle is kind of I just don't like the way he seems. He seemingly has carried himself with his radio interview and then begging off radio interviews in D.C. But I am a little curious about if he does write something, what comes out, because
right.
I think that there's too much of a Gary versus Debbie contingent in media and sure. fan. I imagine that Debbie was tough to get along with, but I also imagine that Gary, is very proud of what he's accomplished, is very proud of what he's done to Maryland, and he, maybe rightly so, but he probably feels a little entitled to some things because of what he's done, and why shouldn't he? But that they probably would have butted heads over that fact. And I'm kind of curious, I want to see some shades of gray here. There's got to be something that Gary did that was out of line at some point in the last 10 years.
Yeah, I'm sure. Look, I'm sure they're in a relationship where you have this fighting going on. There's something that both sides maybe would regret that they did when they came back to it. But you can't just throw somebody out there like that in a press conference.
Totally out of line.
And not back it up. I mean, you got to back it up. And that's the thing. And then to say, oh, there's somebody's going to be writing about this nationally.
That's very
really
out of
tacky,
line. Very out of line.
it's just tacky.
And it undermined Mark Gottfried. And I think that was unfair to Mark Gottfried. He's the big loser in all of this. I just think it's interesting how this is the big buzz of the week up here in D.C. It just goes to show you that even, Gary could do anything and he would still get support around here. And I'm not saying that's right or wrong, but it's kind of surprising to me, because otherwise I think that really what this says more about is NC State. And yet up here, this is all about Maryland.
Yeah.
Does that make any sense? It's like this says NC State is the one that looks bad here, not Gary. And yet, everybody's rushing to Gary's defense.
Yeah, agreed. And I thought he handled it properly, which was the short release, denying it and just moving on.
Giving the interview with Chick, the guy who likes him. I think it was the right way to handle it. I agree.
Yeah, I think you just do it and you move on. And again, until the Greg Doyle situation comes out, whatever story he's going to write, if he is, would like to see it. I mean,
I would. I'll give Doyle a chance here because I think.
Yeah, prove it to me.
I want to see what he's got. I want to see what's going on. I think there's a very good chance that Gary scared off some people from this job. Now, not directly, not like he went out there and had a mission to do it. But I bet you he scared some people away from this job.
Well, my first reaction was when NC State hired Debbie Yao was the fact that. It'll be interesting if she has to hire a coach because there are so many coaches that they're all friends. I mean, let's face it. They all have guys they look up to, and he's one of the people many of these guys look up to because they say, hey, he's competed in a conference where he's not getting McDonald's All-Americans all the time. And he's doing it by, out X's and O-ing, out working guys and out coaching. And look, in this conference, people really respect Gary Williams' ability to coach. They'll tell you, truth be told, if you put him up against all the other guys and you said, I need one coach to get me a win tonight and the talent's going to be same either way, they would pick him over Coach K, over Roy, because of what he does in the huddle and what he does throughout the game. And that's not a knock on those guys, but that's really more of a compliment to him.
Yeah. I mean, and I think this is how it played out. And I think Debbie just kind of – there's a lot of pressure that Debbie is under, I think, to deliver here.
Oh, absolutely.
And I think that, she's human and she cracked. And I don't think Debbie's incompetent for that. I think that Debbie is human. And I think that's just kind of – I mean, I don't know how I would have reacted if I have to deal with these questions all the time.
I think at some point, maybe – and I know there's a lot of real big problems like the government shutting down and other ones, but maybe a beer summit at the White House. Just saying.
Yeah. Or
the two of them, beer
they
summit.
They could go to Camp David. and hash out a little agreement.
Right. I just think there's got to be some peace talks here at some point to step in, because this is getting silly. But I will say this. It makes the NC State and Maryland games, which normally are just like, a lot more interesting.
Absolutely.
On the hard courts down the road.
And,
so.
And Maryland goes to NC State this year, right? There's only one game.
In December, yeah.
And oh, usually in December, really?
Yeah, usually December ACC games are like, are you kidding me?
Oh, no, this is good then. I'm really excited now.
Yeah, exactly. And again, if there's no football, so it'll be even bigger.
and the other thing is, I want NC State to be a good program again. I think the ACC is better with three really good Tobacco Road teams.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm rooting for NC State to turn it around, because I think they really were a great program, and then they fell on some hard times, you know, in the 90s. And
if it was all about fan want, they would be the greatest program ever. But unfortunately, right. A little bit more than that. Yeah, they care a lot. But at the same time, I think that did also make a few people a little wary, because in this day and age where, you know, the media, you know, and the, you know, the schools listen to the alumni, listen so much to fans, because fans can reach out so many different ways these mm-hmm. days outside of just booing at games.
They can go to SB Nation blogs.
Right. So I think that part of it, too, may have freaked some people out, as well as the history with the athletic director and a guy who certainly will probably be a Hall of Fame coach someday.
Yeah, if I'm Rick Barnes, I'm never going to NC State.
No.
And if I'm Shaka Smart, I don't want to go there either, because I'm only 33.
Yeah.
And I want to prove that what I did this year, and it was not just a flash in the pan. You know, if I'm Mick Cronin, I don't want to go there. I just got Cincinnati.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, and then there's the other part of it is, I think they're better off without Shaka Smart. Until we get a little bit more information on Shaka Smart, I think he's smart. To be where he is, and people are smart to stay away from him at this point and not overdo it until you see a little bit more.
I agree.
It's a great tournament run.
I totally agree.
Hot coaches, though, have had a success of failure a lot in the past of the NCAA.
You know, Jeff Capel.
Yeah, Matt Doherty.
Yeah, I agree.
Well. One year at Notre Dame.
I think that State dodged a bullet there. I agree.
Yeah, I think they did. Maybe whether it was intentional or not, I think they dodged a bullet there as well. All right, coming up, we're going to get into some Capitals. They certainly not been dodging bullets. They've been taking everybody head on, and the tops in the Eastern Conference. Will they continue? Who should they want to play in the first round of the playoffs? We'll get that from Tarik El-Bashir. Caps report from the Washington Post next. SB Nation Radio. Scott Jackson, Mike Prater here on 106.7 The Fan.